Beyond reason, there are 100 stages. Deem not the intellect to be acquainted with that caravan. His weeping is neither from sorrow nor from joy. The spirit knows the weeping of the fountain of beauties. His weeping, his laughter, are of yonder and transcend all that the intellect can conceive.
Again, this is it, a very clear explanation that, listen, there are these two different stuff. That fellow is crying of the 30 years of holy war against himself. Do you remember going there and becoming humble? So of the 30 years of the experience of humbleness, he's crying, and you think it's just she's crying from the pain? It looks the same, but it's not. Yes.
His tears are like his eye. How should the sightless eye become an eye? That which he sees cannot be touched either by the analogical judgment of the intellect or by way of the senses.
So, whenever we talk about beyond the logic, you know what we are talking about. This is it, right? He explained that this is beyond the logic. Logic, intellect cannot drop in. This is what we are talking about. The differences between two similar acts. Shams does something, another guy does the same. We appreciate Shams and the hell with the other fellow. They act and it looks the same, but it's not the same. That is the difference, because in them there is that light, that knowledge, that depth. When we are talking about that essence, let's forget about the form. Yes.
Night flees when light comes from afar. What then should the darkness of night know concerning light?
Yeah, a simple question. Does the night understand the light of the sun? No. Because night is here when the sun is not here. That simple, right? Now, yes.
The gnat flees from the keen wind. What then should the gnat know of the savour of the winds? When the eternal comes, the temporal is made vain. What then should the temporal know of eternity? When eternity comes in contact with the temporal, it strikes it dumb. When it has noted it, it makes it homogeneous.
Okay, he moved from that simple thought in the mind of this fellow or other fellow with the vision and all that to come to explain it universally. Listen, when something happens, the stuff which was here will go away. The replacement, do you remember? The change, the essence of the universe is that change. Because whatever is happening later will vanish. So it's not that important. Yes?
You can find 100 parallels if you wish, but I do not care, O Dervish. This Alif Lam Mim and Ha Mim, these letters become on comprehension, like the rod of Moses. The letters resemble these letters outwardly, but the subject in respect to the attributes of the latter.
Are you listening? He arrived to the point that he went to ABC. I say ABC, what do you understand? The language is talking, we're talking about this, the essence of our communication. He said, let's go for that, let's go to that ABC. That ABC is like the stick of the moose. Because that helped us, right? If you let go of it, it will be a dragon, it will ruin everything. But with it, you could do a lot of good stuff. This is what it is. He says, ABC looks like that. If I write ABC here, what do you see? Nothing, ABC. I said, but there is a meaning behind this ABC. We, in these courses, in this assembly, we are talking about the meaning, not the form. It's the same about the human being. I have a form, I have a meaning. My form is not what we are talking here. That's the imitation part. That's the logical part. That's the simple part. We are talking about the meaning of me, right? That meaning is complicated. Yes?
The staff that anyone takes on trial, how should it be described as being like that staff? This breath is of Jesus. It is not any wind and breath that arises from joy or sorrow. This Alif Lam Mim and Ha Mim, O Father, have come from the presence of the Lord of mankind.
This possibility of communicate, talking, this is a gift to us, because with this we became the human being. Yes?
What resemblance has any Alif Lam to these? Do not regard them with this eye, if you have a soul. Although they are composed of letters, O sire, and resemble the composition of the common folk, Muhammad is composed of flesh and skin, although everybody is homogeneous with him in his composition.
Okay, one of the verses of Quran starts with Alif Lam Mim, A, B, F, then the rest of it, he talks. And there is a lot of explanation about what was that? That was an example, like he's doing here. He's repeating that Alif Lam Mim repeatedly to say, listen, when we are talking about that Alif Lam Mim, we are talking about the hidden meaning over there, not just A, B, C. This is what the trick is. Then he comes back to Muhammad. And we say, okay, we talk about Muhammad. Who is Muhammad? A human being, like the other people, having bone and the meat and the blood and that stuff, right? Right? No. That was that fellow Muhammad. But here, when we say Muhammad, we are talking about the prophet. We are talking about the meaning that we take from that. This is the hidden part. There is a meaning. Yes?
It has flesh, it has skin and bone. Has this constitution the same? For in that constitution, there appeared miracles by which all constitutions were vanquished. Likewise, the composition of Hamim in the book is exceedingly lofty, while the others are low. Because from this composition comes life, like the blast of the trumpet in helplessness. By the dispensation of God, Hamim becomes a dragon and cleaves the sea like the rock. Its external appearance resembles appearances, but the disk of bread is very far from the disk of the moon. His weeping, his laughter, and his speech are not from him. They are the pure nature of who? Since the foolish took the external appearances and the subtleties were very much hidden from them, necessarily they were debarred from the real object, for the subtlety escaped on the occasion when it presented itself.
Very clear, right? Talks about there is a meaning, there is a form. Here we are talking about the meaning of a human being. We are talking about your meaning, you correcting your meaning, not the form. Yes, the form is the logical one, is the one that your brain is always thinking about. But we understand something else. Here we are talking about not me and you. We're talking about peer, okay? And you say, that peer, his laughing and his crying is not like ours. Because the source of our cry and laughing comes from what we think. The source of his laughing and crying comes from the heart. He doesn't even think about it. This is the difference that we should understand. This difference and the next difference, which we'll see next year, because it's one of the worst stories of Masnavi in writing. He's talking about the bad stuff and he talks about the sexuality and all that. We'll see. These two examples are the big steps to step back from philosophy and the logic which wants to explain this illogical emotion we are talking about. And the problem is, when we're talking about this emotion, your brain will say, yes, I understand it. Compares it with something silly which is similar in form. I say, loving someone and giving everything for that someone. And you say, oh yeah, like a mother and a child. My goodness, was I talking about all these animals? Because all the animals are doing it. And if you had time, I will show you the animals that will eat their children. Yes. Crocodile does it. A lot of animals will do it. That's not what we are talking here. Here we are talking about the other side of the human being. The side that understands honesty, the side that understands beauty, the side that should understand love is not wanting, is not me. About that lady and the child, I told you, if there is a bomb here between two rooms, 100 children are playing over there and one child is sitting down here, and you have the key to drop that bomb either in this room or the other one. Which one do you choose? If this one is your child, you will kill 100 children. Or you, if you give it to me, I will not choose, 101 will die. This is the stuff. We are not talking about wanting something too much. This is not love. This is the subject today you started that. Being like this. I'm a giver. I'm this, I'm that. This has nothing to do with love. Because even if you do exactly as your peer, your leader is doing, is wrong. Because you shouldn't imitate your peer. You should learn from your peer. Because, first of all, peer doesn't show himself to you. Will show you to you. Remember, we talked about this, like a mirror. Because you should correct yourself. Inshallah, correct. آن یکی عاشق به پیش یار خود میشمرد از خدمت و از کار خود، که از برای تو چنین کردم چنان، تیرها خوردم در این رزم سنان. مال رفت و زور رفت و نام رفت، بر من از عشقت بسی ناکام رفت. هیچ صبح هم خفته یا خندان نیافت، هیچ شام هم با سر و سامان نیافت. آنچه او نوشیده بود از تلخ و درد، او به تفصیلش یکایک میشمرد. نز برای منتی بل می نمود بر درستی محبت صد شهود. عاقلان را یک اشارت بس بود، عاشقان را تشنگی زان کی رود. می کند تکرار گفتن بی ملال، کی ز اشارت بس کند هود